Well, good evening to each and every one of you out there in Ambit Land. My name is David Nunez. I'm an executive consultant from Edinburgh, Texas, and it is my privilege and honor to be your host on this Sunday National Business Building Call with Brian McClure. I'm so grateful that Brian thought enough of me to give me a call and ask me to run this call once again. So thank you all so much for taking time off of your Sunday. I know Sundays it's left for faith and for going to church and being with family. And now that we're in football season, there's football going on. So thank you all so much, though, for taking time just to hop on here and just to hear some words, hear some nuggets that might be that nugget that you need to listen to be able to take your business to another level. I want to tell you guys, I want to share with you a backstory on this call. And I truly believe that this call, what I'm about to share with you, is something that God placed in my heart to share with you all, because the last time that I was on this Sunday night call with Brian McClure was on June 20th. June 20th happened to be Father's Day. That day was a very important day because that's the day that I recommitted to personal development. That day on June 20th, it was a Sunday, I was hosting a business building call. And I just made a decision. I made a decision that I wasn't going to restart my journey, and I wasn't going to stop on that journey. I wanted to grow myself because I understood that in order for me to grow my income and grow my Ambit business, I needed to start with me. I needed to start with myself and grow myself. And, you know, the funny thing is that I started reading this other book. You know, it's been about 15 weeks, 14 weeks actually since Father's Day. And I've already read 15 books. So I've been reading an average of about one book every single week. And I actually started this new book on Friday evening called Great Leaders Grow by Ken Blanchard and Mark Miller. And I finished it. I read that book. I read a few pages on that Friday evening. But Saturday morning, I woke up and, you know, got my cup of coffee ready. And I started reading this book. And it just got me so motivated and it inspired me. I got so addicted to the book. I finished the whole book from cover to cover that Saturday afternoon. It took me about maybe 2 or 3 hours to do so. And it was just an awesome experience and being able to read that. And I truly feel that God wanted me to share some of that insight with you on this call, because the funny thing is that after I finished reading that book, I said, you know what? I told my wife, I said, This information I really need to share on a Sunday night call with Brian McClure one day. Let's see when's the next time that he calls me so that I can share this information with everybody. And not even an hour later, I get notified by Brian McClure asking me if I could run the call today. And I immediately said yes. So that was to me like my confirmation that I needed to share this important information with you regarding growth, because growth is very important in your journey as you start to take on. Remember, it's a self-development journey. This is not an extracurricular activity. And the truth is that there's a lot of people out there that see growing as an extracurricular activity. You know what? I got to go pick up the kids. I got to do laundry. I got to clean the house. I got to go to work. I got to go do this, that, and the other. And if I have enough time, I'll pick up a book and read, or I'll get an audio and read. And the truth is that leaders are learners, okay? So I understand there are some people that it's hard for them to read. Maybe they suffer from dyslexia, or maybe they get headaches when they see small print and it's hard for them to read. That's okay. You know what? Get an audio book. Most books come in audio form as well. You can get on Audible. .com, download the app, and you can buy your books on there and be able to listen to them. But the point is that, you know, you want to make sure that you embark on a personal development journey. And it may, me personally, my method is I like to wake up at 5 o'clock every morning, Monday through Friday. And I love to dedicate myself at least, you know, I pray in the morning, I read a little bit of scripture. And then I love to invest at least 2 hours in reading early in the morning before I take my daughter to school and head off to the gym afterwards. That's something that I like to do. And while I'm at the gym, instead of listening to music, I like to put on an Audible. You know, it could be something in leadership, personal development, something in sales, marketing that's going to help me build my business. So that's my growth plan. Okay. So I read for a couple of hours every day, you know, so I read a book, and you can read as much as you can. You know, some people, you know, they recommend at least a minimum of 10 pages of a good book at night. You know, I read as much as I can in about an hour, in about 2 hours or so. And then while I'm at the gym, I'm listening to audios. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, do you ever take time to enjoy and listen to music? Absolutely. I love music just like any other person does. The only thing is that I've made it a point that I do not listen to music until I listen to at least a minimum of an hour and a half of an audio. Once I listen to at least a minimum of an hour and a half of the audio, which that hour and a half can easily go by to the gym, while at the gym, and on my way home. And after I do that, then you know what? I can enjoy a good song after that. You know, I like to pick music that's going to be uplifting and upbeat, nothing that's going to be sad or depressing, because it's very important that as you're taking on this personal development journey, it's very important that you become self-aware. Okay. That's one of the things that has probably happened to me tremendously in the past little over 90 days. So if you see the calendar, it's September the 26th. I started my personal development journey on June 20th. So it's been a little over 90 days. And let me tell you, just to give you the full story, you know, a little bit before that, I was still stuck in a rut. You know, I was getting my residual and I would get a weekly check here and there. But, you know, to be totally honest with you guys, I was in a point where I was just very down and out, and I just didn't know what I was going to do in the business. You know, my business had started slowing down a bit. But you know what? I came to a realization that it wasn't so much my business that slowed down. It was me that had slowed down. Because the truth is, everyone's using electricity every single day, okay? Most people are looking for ways to make money every single day. So don't ever, ever, ever buy into the fact that this business is slow, okay? Because the truth is, and I'm going to be really honest with you on this call, because that's how I had to be with myself, is the truth is that we become slow. And when we become slow and we stop our growth, we start to die, you know, in this business. So if you're not growing with time, if you're not growing with this business, because things are changing. As a matter of fact, Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, says that things become obsolete after 18 months. So if you think about it, any new invention, any new thing, any new technologies that are out there, within 18 months, they become obsolete, meaning they're no good anymore. So if you're still stuck trying to solve today's problems with yesterday's answers, guess what? You're going to be in trouble. And how important is it to grow? Very important. Picture this. Imagine if you were going to a doctor tomorrow. You had a doctor's appointment, you know, and you felt sick. You felt like something was wrong with you, and your doctor told you, hey, you know what? I haven't been reading lately, but based off the medical journals that I read 5 years ago, let me see if I can diagnose what's going on in your body. I mean, think about that. How confident would you feel about that? I'd be horrified. I'd be scared. I'd be like, what? You haven't been reading up medical journals? You haven't been learning? You haven't been growing yourself? Because the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, doctors, even though they spend 12, 15 years in medical school, they still have to read every single day to keep up with the changing diseases and the changing bodies and the changing medical breakthroughs that are out there. Teachers as well. You know, teachers don't just go to school for 4 or 5 years and get their degree and start teaching. They have to continue reading every single day and growing. If not, they're dying. The difference between something that's living and something that's dying is growth. Okay. If you're not growing, you're dying. Okay. And it's a slow death. You know, Socrates once said that the unexamined life is not worth living. In other words, if you don't take time to examine your own life and take care of your thoughts, take care of your mind, take care of your actions, your feelings, how you feel towards certain things, guess what? You're going to be stuck in the same cyclical process day in and day out, and you're going to be feeling unfulfilled, anxiety, depressed, you know, all these other emotions that come along with it. You're going to start feeling all these things, having mental problems. Why? Because you're not taking the time to grow. The human mind was created to grow and expand. And I'm going to share with you the acronym. If you're taking notes, please write this down. G GROW, which is spells grow. And I'm going to share with you guys an acronym, you know, here shortly that's going to help you be able to remember the things that you need to do that are going to help you grow in your Ambit business and just in life in general. This is going to help you become a better mom, dad, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, aunt, grandparent, mom, dad, you know, friend, Ambit leader. It's going to help you become all of that, because the truth is we have to continue growing every single day. Now, I get it. There are some days that you want to take a break, and that's fine. Okay. I'm going to tell you something. My life has changed in the past 90 days. My income has grown drastically, okay, in the past 90 days. It's grown drastically to the point where I personally was sponsoring 2 to 3 people a week because of my growth journey, okay? So just to give you guys a hint, that there are exactly 89 days left until Christmas. So if you guys want to start your personal 90-day growth journey today, in almost 90 days, it will be Christmas Day. So you might want to, you know, do that and take these next 90 days and blitz it and grow every single day, have better conversations with people. And then after Christmas Day, guess what? Take a 7-day vacation from Christmas Day to New Year's Eve, if you must, and watch how your income's going to grow. Because I used to think, you know what, I'm going to be focusing on just commas, which means $1,000 check a week or more. But you know what? I've gone past that. I don't focus on commas. I focus on the curves and angles in front of the commas. You know, weekly checks of $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 because of all these things that I'm about to share with you. Okay, so if you're ready, I hope you're ready to write this down. So the letter G stands for gain, okay? It's important that you need to gain knowledge, okay? The Proverbs 23:7 states, as a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. And it refers to as a man, as a human being. Ladies, don't think that it just refers to guys. It refers to you too. Whatever you become what you constantly think about most of the time. If you're the type that's always thinking of problems, guess what? Lo and behold, voila, you're going to be having problems most of the time. If you're thinking about sadness, if you're listening to sad music, if you're talking to people that are not going anywhere in life, guess what? By the virtue of law of intention, you're not going to get anywhere yourself. Remember, thoughts are real. Thoughts are things, and they become your self-fulfilling prophecy if you continue to think bad thoughts. That's why it's important to think good thoughts. Solutions. Happiness. Be happy. It's amazing how sometimes I talk to people and they're like, oh, I'm just so sad. Why are you sad? Well, it's because, you know, this didn't go this way. The Cowboys didn't win. The Patriots didn't win. This team didn't win. That team didn't win. And, you know, my boss yelled at me. And sometimes I just, you know, I'm at the point in my life where I just chuckle and I say, aren't you just happy that you're alive? You know, there's a lot of people that didn't wake up this morning, and they probably woke up in a horrible place they didn't want to be in, some of them. But you, the Bible says in Lamentation, every morning God's mercies are made new. So you have another day of grace, another day of mercy to make things right. Why not choose to be happy? Gain knowledge, okay? Gain knowledge, self-development, business. Learn about the business, Ambit business, learn about the comp plan, how it works. One of the things that I did from the very beginning was I always wanted to learn how the comp plan worked because I wanted to learn how to do one-on-ones. I know people that have been in the business 3, 4, 5 years, and they still don't know how to explain the compensation plan. You have to get to the point where you learn how to explain it. I was in the business for 12 months, and I was already doing the comp plan part on the presentation, and I was already doing one-on-ones showing people how to get paid, because the more you know that, you don't have to wait for someone to show the plan for you. You can start showing the plan to people yourself. So gaining knowledge, learn about the industry. This industry, dear Lord, is always changing. Learn about the industry. Learn about our policies and procedures. You know, take time to, you know what, I'm going to learn one policy every single day, one policy every other day, every week. So that way you can get familiarized with these policies that are always changing, so you can know how to build your business the right way. You know, learn from others, learn other people's stories. That way, if it ever comes time that you're talking to a prospect that's a teacher and you know a leader that's a senior consultant, executive consultant that was a teacher or still is a teacher building their business, you're going to be able to share those stories with that person and say, hey, you know what? I know somebody that's a teacher right now. And she started her business on a part-time basis because she knew that she wasn't getting paid enough being a teacher and she wanted to supplement her income. As a matter of fact, her name is so-and-so. I'm good friends with her. Let me get her on the phone. You know, three-way call. Learning other people's stories. It's so, so crucial, okay? Growth, I mentioned this earlier. Growth separates the living from the dying, okay? You cannot expect to solve today's problems with yesterday's answers, okay? You just can't. You have to continue growing. Remember, things become obsolete. So letter G, make sure you're always gaining knowledge. Letter R, reach. Reach out to others, okay? Reach out to your upline. It's I see consultants all the time that don't take, you know, time off their schedule to reach out to their upline. Now, I'm not saying to call them every day and talk for 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying to call, if you are going to call daily, at least just for 5 minutes, no more. It's very important that you respect people's times, respect your own time too. Because one of the things that I've noticed is people that have a lot of time usually don't have a lot of money. Okay? If people have a lot of time to be on the phone with you, that means that they probably do not have a lot of money. And you don't want to be sucked into that where you're wasting too much time being on the phone. Yes, keep in contact with upline, crossline leaders, but make the calls short, sweet, to the point. Nothing about personal stuff, just business. There's always a time and a place for other things. But focus on business. Talk, you know, 5-10 minutes tops about different things. Or if you want to work in a group, do a Zoom or do a conference call at night with your team to be able to help them grow and be on the same page. Okay. So talking to other leaders that are not in Ambit, you know, people like Ray Higdon, Eric Worre, people that are, you know, self-development mentors, seek out a mentor. Seek out someone that's going to be willing to help you out. It's very important. Proverbs 15:21 says, without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but in the multitude of counselors, they are established. So it's important that you reach out to other people and you have a group of people that you can ask, you know, for advice, ask for information. Again, not taking too much time. Why? Because the best way to learn is by other people's mistakes. I've been in this business almost 12 years. Trust me, I've made a ton of mistakes in this business. All right. There's other people that have been in this business longer. You know, there's people that's been in the 8 years, you know, 6 years, 5 years, you know, they've been in the business. All right. So you can learn what to do, what not to do. Learn the things you want to emulate and also learn the things that you want to stay away from and not repeat them. Okay. Because reaching out to others is going to help you tremendously. All right. Another scripture on reaching out. Also make sure that you learn how to take constructive criticism, because going back to self-awareness that I talked about earlier, you want to make sure that you become self-aware and you have someone that you trust. In other words, someone you're willing to trade places with in a heartbeat if you had the chance to give you some honest feedback. Okay. Honest feedback of how you're growing, what you're doing, what you need to do. Because a lot of the times, the reason why people aren't making money is not because of what they're doing. It's usually because of what they're not doing. They're not making those calls. They're wasting too much time on the phone. They're just focusing on sending text messages instead of picking up the phone and making some calls. You know, different things like that are going to be able to help you and separate you from the pack. That's why it's important that you don't waste too much time, because it will slow you down. All right. So this scripture, it says, Proverbs 13:13, people who despise advice are asking for trouble. Those who respect the command will succeed. So whenever your leader gives you, you know, I don't want to say command, but gives you advice, take it to heart, especially if there's someone you respect in the business and you would trade places. You would trade C numbers with them in a heartbeat. Okay. If you were to trade C numbers with somebody, you know, make sure that's the question you ask yourself. Am I willing to trade C numbers with this person? All right. And that's how you dictate if you would take somebody's advice or not. And don't take it as an attack. Take it as growth opportunities. Okay. So letter O is open. You have to open your world in business and outside of business as well. So I heard different people chiming in saying, I'm registered for simulcast, or I'm going to register for simulcast. Just so you all know, simulcast registration is not open yet, but the dates are already set in stone. So make sure you get on the Your Ambit Facebook so you can see the dates that simulcast is going to be. I believe I saw January the 15th, 2022. I believe that's the day that I saw it. So anyhow, the dates are already set in stone. The dates are already out. So shortly they'll start opening up registration. So hint, hint, I'm telling you, almost 12 years of experience talking here. They extended this promotion, the triple quadruple bonuses, for 2 more weeks. And it's only for ambition attendees and new MCs. Once they open simulcast registration, I promise you, I guarantee you, the only people that are going to be able to capitalize on those bonuses are those that are registered. So make plans to register, because you need to open your world. Open your world by attending events like simulcast, power rallies, corporate events. Ambition just finished, right? Every Labor Day weekend, you know, around late August, early September is ambition. Make sure you plan to be there or be registered next year. Market days, volunteer, Ambit Cares. You know, different things like that. Get the team together for coffee and chatting about the business. Different things like that will open your world, because you start learning from other people. Ways to open your world outside of business: maybe learn a new language. Japanese might be helpful, right? Because we are in Japan. French might be helpful. We are in Canada, and I know Alberta doesn't, you know, they speak English, but there's part of Canada that speaks French. So that might be helpful, you know, just giving you guys hints. Expanding your horizons, opening up to a new world, you know, learning martial arts, going to the gym, running a fitness class for your team where you get together and go for hikes, different things like that. Go traveling is what's going to help you open your world to other places. Like, for example, yesterday, one of my friends called me up a few days ago, and he asked me if I wanted to go help him run the chains, the first down markers for a football game. And there's a over 18 football league here locally, and there's a ton of people that go. There's, you know, a ton of spectators, ton of players and coaches and, you know, fans and all of that. And guess what? He said, will you help me? And I said, sure. So I went. We've been friends since sixth grade, so I went to go help him. I'm expanding my world. Why? Because I'm getting to know the referees. I'm getting to know the players. I'm getting to know the coaches, passing out business cards. You know, these are great ways for you to open yourself up and not just stay in the same place. Because I know people that are in their 30s and their 40s, and they don't know a lot about things because they've always been stuck and they've never bothered to open their world to other opportunities. I'm not saying other network marketing businesses. Please, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying open your world to other opportunities for growth, to getting out of your comfort zone. I promise you, it'll be fulfilling. And lastly is W, and that stands for wisdom. It's important that in this business, it's important that you and in life, you seek wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge and experience put into action, right? It's applied knowledge. We've all heard the saying, knowledge is power. And I think that is one of the biggest misunderstood or biggest lies, because knowledge is not power. You can know how to push start on a elliptical or a treadmill, but if you're not running on it every day, it's not going to do you any good. So you can know how the elliptical or the cardio machine works. You can know how to push play on it, but if you are not applying it and using it, it's not going to do you any health benefit. You can know things about diets, but guess what? If you're not applying it into your own life, it's not going to help you out at all. So it's important that you seek wisdom from other people that have been there, done that, and are doing the business. All right? Wisdom is very, very important, but it's also very, very important that you don't let it get to your head. Okay? That was one place where I was struggling a lot with personally. I was letting things get to my head. And that's where pride starts to come in. All right? Pride is not something good. Once you start feeling prideful, you start feeling Like I've got this, I'm growing, I'm making all this money, everything is awesome, everything hunky dory. Like the Bible says, pride comes before the fall. Okay, it reminds me of the story. I don't know if some of you are old enough to remember, but back in, I think it was 2002, in the Olympics, a figure skater, Michelle Kwan, was top favorite to win a gold medal. And she had her coach that she had for many, many years. She had her coach. And the day before the events, right, the Olympics, she fires her coach, her longtime, lifelong coach that she's had for many years, fires her. And she picks her dad to be in her corner just for moral, and I'm air quoting moral support, right? So what ends up happening is, I think it was Katie Couric that interviewed Michelle Kwan and asked her, you know what, why is it that you decided to fire your coach after all this time? And she said, because I want to show the world that I can win on my own. She wanted to show the whole world that she can win on her own without the help of a coach. And what ended up happening, she fell during her routine and she didn't win any gold, she didn't win any gold medal. And she was the heavily favorite to win a gold medal in women's figure skating, and she didn't win. Pride comes before the fall. Don't ever feel like you can build this business by yourself. You need an army of people to come alongside you to be able to help you build this dream and build it the right way. Don't be afraid of picking up the phone and calling your upline. Hey, how are you today? You know what? Hey, listen, really quick, I want to call you. I want to ask some advice on the business. Remember what I said earlier. Don't take up too much time, but 5, 10 minutes would suffice to talk about the business and what you can do. Action step to do the very next day to take you to another level. Okay? Because remember, years and experience are very, very different. Years and experience are different. You can have 8 years of experience in Avid, or years in the business, but that doesn't mean you have 8 years of experience. It's kind of like a gym membership. You can be a member for a gym for 2 years, but how many times have you actually committed to going to the gym, right? So I was a member of my gym 1 year before I actually decided to say, okay, enough's enough. I got to start doing this and start working out. I had been a member of my gym for already over a year before I made the commitment. Okay, it's time to go. It's time to work out, right? That's how it is. Sometimes there's people in Abbott that have been in Abbott for 3, 4, 5 years, but it's all just been years. It hasn't been experience. It's just reading the same old every single day. You don't grow. You're not satisfied. You're always depressed. You're always frustrated. Have anxiety. It's hard for you to be able to be happy and grow in this business. All right. So it's important that you learn this. That's why, if I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but that's why sometimes you'll hear of people that sponsored somebody. And that person jumped in the business and in like a few days they promoted to regional consultant. And you might be thinking, oh boy, here it goes again. I'm not successful because I'm no good, blah, blah. Remember, thoughts become things. I'm no good, blah, 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 blah. But what you fail to realize is maybe that person that joined Abbott Energy and promoted really quickly, maybe they already had experience in other network marketing companies or experience in networking or had a huge list of people that, they had built a reputation with over a period of time. So you got to understand that sometimes when someone promotes really quick, it's not because they promoted really quickly in 6 years. It just so happens that they already had a lot of experience under their belt previously before Ambit, and it's showing now in Ambit Energy. So that doesn't mean that you can't be successful. You can. You just have to humble yourself and commit yourself and make that decision to start your growth journey and start growing in this business. And please stay away from jealousy. I know a lot of people that have become jealous because so and so promoted really quickly or so and so made a lot of money really fast. And then guess what? That person that lives their life being jealous, they never get anywhere. Why? Because you can never have what you despise. So jealousy is a form of despising something because it's not a positive attitude, it's a negative attitude. So the more you feel that despise towards someone, the less likely you are to attract that into your life. So don't ever try to finish your growth journey. Growth is a lifelong process. I pray to the Lord above that I learn till the day I die. I want to continue learning something about myself, about my wife, about my kids, about life, about different things, about God especially. I want to be learning about different things every single day that's going to continue to help me grow, okay? Because again, remember, growth is a lifelong process and it separates the living from the dying. So I had a boss one day that told me this. He said, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're rotting. So always be green. Always, always, always find yourself growing in the direction, because remember, things become obsolete after 18 months and sometimes even faster. So if you're trying to solve today's problems with yesterday's answers, your chances are you're not getting very far. You're not growing. You're not making the money that you need to make to become successful. And just remember, in closing, that with every challenge comes the seed of equal or greater blessing or opportunity. You have to remember that. You have to remember that whenever you are faced with a challenge, there is a reason and there's a blessing. It's proven. It's a law. Okay? It's a law. So whenever something's happening to you, don't beat yourself up and don't be mad and don't be jealous that why is this happening to me and not to Susie? Why is this happening to me and not to Tom? Because remember, God's preparing you for something great. And with every challenge comes a seed, a potential for something of equal or greater blessing. But notice how I said a seed, because it's up to you to water the seed. It's up to you to make sure it grows into a blessing, into something that is worth it and helped you grow this business and grow in your life because you made that decision to see it as a blessing, okay? Your wife is sick, your husband's sick, your mom, your dad, somebody in your family is sick. There's a reason for everything, and everything always works out for your favor, for those that love the Lord. So if I can just pray with you guys before we wrap up this call, let's go ahead. If you can, bow your heads, close your eyes. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, Lord. Thank you for all your mercies that are made new, Lord. I give you thanks for all of the people that joined this call and all those that will be hearing the recording in the future, Lord. I pray that you please continue to bless their lives with health, with life, with blessings. Father, financial blessings so they can take care of their responsibilities that you have bestowed upon them. I pray that if there's anybody on this call that's feeling sad, that's feeling like quitting, I pray that this be the call that helps them get right back at it and continue going. Your word says that, you know, a righteous man falls 7 times, but continues to get up, and we get up every single time we fall. It's not the end. It's not over. As long as we're taking a breath, as long as we're alive and living, we're still in the day of grace. We still have time for your mercies and for your forgiveness. Father, may we go out there and forgive others that have hurt us, and may we drop all the resentment and any grudges that we have towards anybody, so that when we ask you, we can ask with a clean spirit, a clean heart, knowing we have held nothing against anybody, just like your stripes have healed us and have taken away our sins. Lord, we pray that those that are on this call that are having a hard time forgiving someone, I pray that this be that call, Lord. I pray that this be that call for them to extend their hand of grace, extend their hand of forgiveness, and offer that forgiveness and ask for forgiveness for those that they have hurt, just like you offer your forgiveness to us every single day. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So thank you all so much for taking time off your Sunday to be on this call. I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another. And let's continue to glorify the Lord with our lives and with our businesses. God bless you all.